something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
I want to read something to you from Ephesians chapter number 3, verse 20. Hallelujah. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now, some of the things we're learning today will help us know how to put that power to work in us so that God can do for us exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Then you can just keep walking, enjoying your life, having a glorious time in God. Hallelujah. I'm having a glorious time because I found out about this scripture. So I'm having a glorious time. I'm excited, happy, joyful every day. I don't have a blue day. No sad days. I don't have ups and downs. I have ups only. Where somebody says, it may not really be like that. That's your business. But I'm telling you what I'm telling about my life. That's your business. You know, some people say, can never be like that. Someone said, everybody's got 5 minutes madness every day. Where did you get that from? See, someone confused you. And you believed it. They told you everybody's got 5 minutes madness every day. And you said, yes, it's true. Because you get mad 5 minutes every day. Somebody said, everybody cannot just be well. Everybody is sick somehow. Everybody in the world is sick. How do you know? Was Jesus sick? Oh, yeah, that's Jesus. I said, keep Jesus out of this. It's a problem. See, it's amazing where people get the things they say. And when they say those things, they talk like God is talking. And it's not coming out of a book. Some others say, I read it somewhere. Where did you read it? I read it from some dumb author somewhere who's trying to make money out of you. And he got you. I read it in a magazine. Do you know the author? Don't even know him. The guy's broke. Yeah. Broke people say broke things. And keep their readers broke. It matters who you're reading. I don't read things written by broke people. You know why? I've got a lot of things to do in this world. See, before I check out of this place, I've got a lot to do. You understand? I refuse to be broke. Because there's so much to be done. So much to be done. I cannot afford to be broke. See that? I refuse to be broke. So I refuse to read materials by broke authors, broke people. Because they're already broke. And they're trying to make others broke. I don't listen to preachers who don't believe in prosperity. You know why? Because Jesus believed in prosperity. And if a preacher doesn't believe in prosperity, that's his business. I'm already prospering. It's too late to try to stop me from prospering. I believe that Jesus died for me. And I believe that when he died for me, he gave me life. I believe he was wounded for my transgressions. I believe he was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement for my peace was upon him. And with his stripes, I got healed. I believe that. Hallelujah. I believe it. I believe he did what he did for me so I wouldn't have to go through that anymore. That's what I believe. Hallelujah. And because I believe that, and the only person that really counts is Jesus, I owe no apologies for believing what I believe. What about you? Talk to me, what about you? What about you? See, life is a journey. What about you? It matters what you believe. Let me tell you, if you don't know it, what you are today is a result of what you believed yesterday. You are the expression of all, the sum total of all that you have believed all these years. So when I look at you, I can tell what you've believed for so long. So now, start changing the wrong ones. Start changing the wrong ones. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. See, the country of your residence is not your problem. Your family name has nothing to do with your prosperity. Nothing to do with your prosperity. Hallelujah. You still here? All right, we're talking about the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we said, for us to begin to live in that consciousness of his Lordship and enjoy the benefits of his Lordship, and actually to experience that Lordship, the three things that we must deal with. Number one is the Lordship of the Word. And yesterday we found out it's not just the Lordship of the Word, but the Word of His grace. Amen. Because you see, there is the Word of the law. There is the Word of His judgment, and so on and so forth. But specifically, it is the Word of His grace that builds us up. You have to understand the grace of God. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to make sure you mark this. First, the Lordship of the Word. All right? Then, the Lordship of love. The Lordship of love. And then, the Lordship of the Spirit. These three will catapult you into a new level of life. When you begin your walk with God, you begin experiencing the Lordship of the Word. He must train you. He must teach you. The Word of God must build you up. And that's what we studied from Acts chapter 20 and verse 32 yesterday, where he said, I commend you to God and to the Word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance. See, that's where you begin. After you have given your life to Christ, you begin to recognize the Lordship of the Word of God, the Word of His grace in your life. Until you recognize the Lordship of the Word, Jesus is not Lord of your life. That's where you start. Letting the Word of God tell you what to do. Letting the Word of God dictate the circumstances of your life. What the Word says is final. And when you treat the Word of God like that, the Word will build you up. He'll build you up financially. He'll build you up health-wise. He'll build your family life. He'll build you up physically. You understand what I'm talking about? He'll build you up mentally. He'll build every area of your life. He says, I commend you to God and to the Word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to deliver into your hands an inheritance. Hallelujah. That brings you out of your suffering. You see, when you make Jesus Lord of your life and you give your heart to Christ, you're born again. Things don't automatically change. Your physical body may still be sick. Your finances may still be in shambles. Your family may still be in disarray. Your job may still be completely out of joint. What are you going to do? Now you deliver yourself to the Lordship of the Word. And then the Word starts building you up. That's why I feel sorry for folks who don't go to church. They think going to church because they say, I'm going for service. So they think, you know, who called it service? It's not called service in the Bible. Somebody named it service. Sunday morning service. So we go, service. And then they come back and they don't serve. When you come to church, first and foremost, the Word of God cleanses you. Jesus said, you are clean through the Word that I have spoken unto you. The Word of God cleanses you. It gets rid of the wrong stuff in your life. Then the Word of God begins to minister peace to your heart, minister strength to your heart, brings you information. The Word brings you information. And in that way, the Word is building you, guiding you, loading you up with spiritual vocabulary so you know what to say at the right time. It gives you material to meditate upon. That's what Paul writing to Timothy. He said, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly, completely to them, that thy profiting, thy progress may appear to all. So you want your progress to be seen? Meditate upon God's word. Meditate. You don't have to tell anybody what's happening in your life. Just meditate. Give yourself completely to the Word of God. That means let the Word gain the mastery in your life. Let the Word gain dominion over your mind, over your thinking. You understand? And by the time the Word of God has gained the mastery, the ascendancy in your life.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did. Because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. Wherever you are, whatever you speak, C-Tunes brings the gospel to you from English to Swahili, French to Arabic, Spanish to Hindi, Portuguese to Mandarin. The message of faith and salvation is breaking barriers. With C-Tunes, you gain access to over 250 Leveled Radio stations like Leveled Radio Iran, Leveled Radio Ukraine, Leveled Radio South Africa, Leveled Greece, and many more. Participate in every global ministry program in the language you best understand. Stay connected with motivational podcasts from our inspiring on-air personalities and enjoy music that uplifts, inspires, and energizes. Log on to www.ctunes.org or download the app from the Leveled App Store. For further inquiries, please call +234-813-180-9663. This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. When you make Jesus Lord of your life and you give your heart to Christ, you're born again. Things don't automatically change. Your physical body may still be sick. Your finances may still be in shambles. Your family may still be in disarray. Your job may still be completely out of joint. What are you going to do? Now you deliver yourself to the Lordship of the Word. And then the Word starts building you up. Then the Word of God begins to minister peace to your heart, minister strength to your heart, brings you information. The Word brings you information. And in that way, the word is building you, guiding you, loading you up with spiritual vocabulary so you know what to say at the right time. It gives you material to meditate upon. Let the word gain dominion over your mind, over your thinking. You understand? And by the time the word of God has gained the mastery, the ascendancy in your life, others outside sooner or later begin to ask you, hey, what's happening? See, they'll notice the change. They'll notice the things that you used to suffer before, you don't suffer them anymore. The things that used to make you afraid don't make you afraid anymore. They'll discover a new kind of confidence in your life. They'll discover you're choosing your words differently. You speak differently. You don't talk like everybody else. You don't use the kind of words they use. Now you square up, you chin up, you chest out. You walk like somebody special. Didn't you read it, Peter and John, when they were through with the people? You know, as they spoke, the Bible tells us they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. They could tell these men had been with Jesus. Because, you see, Jesus was a man's man. He was not an ordinary person. Jesus was tough. He spoke out well. He knew exactly what to say at the right time. He made the positive confession of who he was. He never talked defeat. He never talked fear. He never talked sickness. Hallelujah. They took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. They realized these men had been with Jesus. They were brought up by Jesus. They talked like Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They didn't know how to say something wasn't going to work. They knew it had to work. They talked positively. Glory to God. He says, give thyself wholly to them. Let the word become Lord in your life, that thy profiting may appear to all. Amen. So we talked about that. And then there's the lordship of love. See, as the word of God builds you, you'd begin to notice there's a new kind of love. See, the day you gave your heart to Christ, you loved everybody. But that didn't mean you weren't going to face certain situations that would test your love. But now that the word of God is building you, the love has come to stay. Like the Bible says, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. But now that love is going to be tested, but it has become settled in your heart. Settled. You have given yourself to the lordship of love. Love rules your mind. Love rules you. Rules your decisions in life. Love rules you. Now, there are some people who are not ruled by love. They haven't grown to the second level. They haven't moved to the next level. They are still in the lower class. You see, they've not been built to the next level. The next level is love. Where you give yourself to the lordship of love. That's why you can hear a lot of people who talk the word. They can speak the message of faith. They know how to pray well. They can do all of these big things for God, but they have not delivered themselves to the love of God. See, the lordship of love. They haven't understood that. And I want to say this to you. When you read in the book of Romans, the 12th chapter, and from verse number 1, can you go there? Romans chapter 12. Let's read from verse 1. Are you there? He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service or spiritual act of worship. Now, look at verse 2. And be not conformed. Did you see that? Be not conformed. Say that with me. Be not conformed. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. All right. Now, here's what I want you to notice. He says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. When you give yourself over to the lordship of the word, your mind is renewed. See, you're learning to think like the word says. You're thinking word thinking. You're thinking kingdom thinking. You have given your way of thinking to the way of God's word. Hallelujah. Now, prior to that time, you may have acted differently, but now you have made up your mind that the word of God will gain the mastery over your mind. The word of God will gain the mastery over your actions. The word of God will determine your actions in every situation. That means you are renewing your mind. Hallelujah. See, God's not going to do that for you. You have to do that for yourself. Your mind will not change just because you're born again. See, your mind will not be renewed just because you're born again. It will not be renewed just because you love God. No. You have to take the thoughts of God, exchange your thoughts for his thoughts. Replace your thinking with God's thinking by studying his word and meditating on God's word. Hallelujah. See, the importance of the word of God, the importance of the word of God, meditating on God's word, giving your thoughts up for God's thoughts. Hallelujah. All right, now look at verse 2. He says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. The word is transfigured. The Greek says metamorpho, meaning a metamorphosis. You understand? A change from one state to another. That means you are moving from one level of glory to another. Be ye transfigured. Through the word of God, you are changed. It's a change of state. Whereas you were in some other state yesterday, but you're meditating now on God's word, and it is changing your state. If it changes your state, it will change your estate. Hallelujah. It's very important what the word of God can do for you. He says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hey, watch this now. That ye may prove. What is that? Good, inacceptable, and perfect will of God. Let me explain that to you. When the word of God gains the mastery over your life, at the beginning level, through the word of God, you know the good will of God. Because the good will of God is revealed in the word. Hallelujah. Then the word, as it builds you up, the word delivers you to the lordship of love. Through the lordship of love, when love gains dominion over your life, you begin to understand the acceptable will. Now, what is the acceptable will of God? The acceptable will of God is that will of God that you do not find in the written word about life's issues, but because you are walking in love, you can know what to do. And when you do it in love, God accepts it as his acceptable will. He accepts it because it's an act of love. Are you still there? That's the acceptable will of God. Things that you do out of God's love. It's a higher level. It's a higher level. And I want you to understand God, he doesn't talk confusing. He says the good, the acceptable, and the perfect. The acceptable will of God is that which you do on the basis of love. As an act of love. You could not find ABC in the written words. You could not quote a particular scripture about that thing. But because you acted in love, it's acceptable with God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy No. 16 Cosmas Shungu Avenue, Gulf Mateo, Lubumbashi, DRC. Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m., Wednesday by 6 p.m. For more inquiries or to share your testimony with us, kindly call 085-926-8625 or 099-905-0302 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org.